Blog Talk Radio.
All right, how you guys doing today? Coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. This is Joseph Smith, and today I'll be talking to you guys about the time of Jacob's trouble. It looks like another unarmed black man was shot down in the streets of America. What was his crime but being black? Before we get started today, because this is a spiritual station and this is reaching out to my people, but before we get started to recognize this day, because this is the Sabbath, this is a day of worship that God has chose for us. We don't do the Sunday thing here. I'm not into Constantine. So it's for a quick, real quick prayer, and we get on into the segment. If you guys want to call in also, after I get a little prayer out, I'll give you guys a call-in number. You can call in and make a comment or say whatever you want to say about this issue that I'll be talking about today and about our people in general. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I humbly bow myself. I thank you for another Sabbath, Lord. I thank you for your strength and wisdom. Thank you for the radio show to be able to be a voice to the people, Lord. And I ask that you bless the hearers of those that are out listening to this radio show today and that they consider what they're hearing and not only hear, but hear with the mind to change and do what's right by you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we ask for a blessing of all those out there listening today. Yeah, I was looking at this thing, and it's kind of like a different show, because normally I stick to a foundational principles, which is missing today in the churches, or they call the churches. And the churches really, like I said, whenever I deal with that word, it's I have a problem with the word, because Christ came preaching the kingdom, and when the Bible was being translated over into English, and when the Catholics got involved, they put in the word church. But before that, the word was congregation or assembly. And the word church itself comes from the word cacusco, which is a Latin word, really comes out of a Latin word, which means rulers or lord's house. And that's really what it is. It's a government entity. And what Christ was talking about was a kingdom, which is ecclesia. Ecclesia means those called out to be a part of his kingdom. But today I'm talking to you guys about the issues that's been going on in our nation with our black people. And a lot of times black people, we miss what's really happening, because what's going on is that we're God's people. And a lot of us are running around in this ignorance. A lot of people, since we've been in America, and you can trace that back to Deuteronomy 29 and how we got here, how we came back through the house of bondage, and talks about how we would be come over here with ships and no man would be able to redeem us, because it's something only Christ would ever be able to bring. He's the only one who would be able to bring us back. And so we have a lot of people standing before us, and we're like a people without representation or leadership. That's the biggest problem we have. We have nobody who's really standing for us. I look at all these movements that we're having today, and it's pretty interesting, because we have Black Lives Matter, but there's no real body, a governing body, you know, or a figurehead that everybody gets together and have a centralized power to where we can deal with this issue that's going on. And it's not an old issue, because like you see my slideshow, this has been going on since we've pretty much been in America. This is one of the curses that we picked up from our ancestors. And a lot of people say curses, they don't like to hear that, but it really is, in a biblically, if we can get past just looking at things naturally and understanding who you are and why this is going on, why this is a time of Jacob's trouble, because it's a time before awakening. I found it very interesting the other day that I was sitting down, and what I was actually thinking, they showed a movie, said the birth of a nation. See, that's the thing we have to understand as a people, you know, and I didn't give out the call out number. Let me stop for a second. Anybody who wants to call in and make any comment, the guest calling number is going to be 773-897-6105. Once again, it's 773-897-6105. That is your guest calling number. If you call in and you want to make a comment, if you listen to this this show later, you're not going to be able to call in, of course, because it'll be pre-recorded, and you can go to my archives. But I had to wait, sit back and really think about this, you know, just looking at the situation that we've been dealing in. And I normally keep quiet, but, you know, I look at that we really have no representation. You know, these people, these guys, the Bible talks about, which is Jeremiah 23. It says, I have not sent these prophets, yet they run. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. You know, these leaders, that we look to all these supposing Al Sharpton and not to no disrespect to brother, they know you hear that at all. And Farrakhan, all of them, they have some good things to say, but these are not really the leaders that God has established. If you pay attention to what the condition we're in right now versus the condition we've been in, it has not changed. These leaders have not moved the cause forward at all. You know, so when we look at these people, they might not like it, but all these guys, Jesse Jackson, all these guys have been out here for all ever and a day, and nothing has really changed. And all that we see is an escalation. You know, it's gone more undercover. You know, it's institutionalized racism. So even when they see a black cop kill somebody, they say, oh, wow, he killed his own. Well, it's institutionalized racism. They go in these institutions and they're brainwashed. And then they come back out and they have hostility towards their own people. You know, they don't understand who they are. And then the people of Israel don't recognize what's going on because they don't realize, you know, they think the Bible itself is a European thing. And that's far from the truth, because what happened is this is actually your history and your story. You know, this is how you've handled with God all these years. And so they took it and made, you know, by not so much by, because you go to the King James Bible, King James Bible does not lose its ethnicity. Okay. But if you read through the King James Bible, you begin to see Solomon saying he's black, you know. And I've had a weird thing happen. I had a brother, I showed a brother that, or not, say I mentioned, may have mentioned that, and the brother said, oh, that just meant he was dark, he the sun, you know, the ignorance, you know, the brainwashing, you know, the colonialism brainwashing that we have undergone while being in this country. And so Solomon, so you know Solomon, Song of Solomon, and that's one in five Songs of Solomon, he talks about I am black, you know, and then he even go on farther. Let me get that in scripture. And just for you to get an understanding, because the biggest problem of our people is we have a disconnect of God. We are not connected to God like we're supposed to, and we have embraced this European concept of religion. And it has not helped us, it has not furthered us in nothing. We are more farther away from God than we ever been. The integration process, period, when we integrated, our people in itself deteriorated. It wasn't like a something that was moving forward. It was something that really is like we moved backwards. We got into a lot of their stuff and a lot of their sick ways. Okay, let's look at this, you know, because this is, like I said, it's a spiritual show. And I don't want to just get this into the natural. I want to use both to kind of bring out where we're at. And this is the Songs of Solomon. The Songs of Solomon, which is Solomon, it says, let him, notice what she's saying, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For thy love is bitter, better than wine. It's because of thy savior, of thy good ointment. Thy name is as the ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee, king. Has brought me into his chamber, and we will be glad and rejoice in thee, and we will remember thy love. Okay, more than wine, in uprightness, upright love thee. Okay, now here he is. Here's Solomon speaking. Solomon speaking, he said, I am black. Okay, he didn't say I'm dark and I got some tan. I'm black. But comely, O ye daughter of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, in the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun has looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyard, but my own vineyard have I not kept. That's prophetically speaking. We all know Solomon has never been a keeper of a vineyard. He's a king's child. I doubt if he's touched any kind of agriculture. But he was speaking prophetically that he was made the keeper of the vineyard. His own vineyard has he never kept. Who does that resemble? We are people that come from over in Africa. They say we're dwelling in Africa. We're not from Africa. We had run out of Africa in the time of Nero. And Nero was when he flattened Jerusalem around in, it's like 125. I don't remember exactly what, but right after the death of Christ, not too long after that, he began to, because Israel had went into rebellion against that system, this Roman system, and the Edomites who were there, and they began to kill all the Israelites, the true Israelites, and they went into Africa, because Africa were people who looked like us, and we were residing there. Believe me, the history we received is not true, because they could not have just stepped up on the continent, meaning as an African going on there just taking and capturing people. That's not true. They had active armies. They had kings. They had governments there. And so they used to go to the kings, and the kings used to let them know where we reside at, where we are visitors. We are in their coast and their continent, and you can go ahead over there and catch people, and they even help carry us off into slavery. And they have a history of Africans and Arabs help selling us into slavery. Okay, so we end up in America. You know, we're here today. And as we get closer to time, as we've been seeing over the years, they hung us one time, and now the police has just simply changed in their Ku Klux Klan outfit for a police uniform. And then there's institutional racism, and you see a lot of that. You see black people who really are in black skin but want to be white. That's nothing shocking. You know, this is a system of brainwashing. They've been watching the Charleston Heston, and everybody believes the true Israelites to be white and they're actually black. Even the Edomites who were there now, who came back 150 years before Jesus' birth, you know, Harold himself was from an Edomite. He was not a Hebrew Israelite, okay? And so we're dealing with this even today. We're dealing with the effects. And now we're getting down to the end of time where we see they're out there killing the people. And we have a movement, but to what end? You know, where is it going? That's my question. Where is this all going? And you look at it and you see these people out there protesting, but it's like it's a baseless protest. You know, what really needs to be gone, it needs to be taken to the UN. But all in all, it's a biblical issue. Christ told them because they were asking him. They asked him, let's look at Acts 1, because when Christ came, he came to establish his kingdom. Okay, and God had chosen us from the very beginning. Let's look at that. And he had chosen us. You find that in Deuteronomy, which is going to be 7 and 6. He says, this is Deuteronomy 7 and 6, for thou art a holy people. Now, if you know that Solomon is black, that makes David black. If you know David is black, that's going to automatically make Abraham black. And then you jump back, you know, if Solomon is black, that means it's going to make Jesus black. Okay, so we kind of, and anybody hearing racism right now is because you're racist. I'm talking about truth. I'm not talking about what we want to believe or what we've been shown, but what does the Bible say? This is a history. I look at the Bible as a book of nations. It's a book of your citizenship because it tells you how to get in the kingdom of God now, the kingdom that Christ came and laid out, and he opened the door for all men, but still in all, the children of Israel are the ones to take the word to the world. And I'll show you, you know, the Europeans, yes, there's other people who have the gospel. Yes, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying the gospel, not a gospel, the actual gospel. But all in all, he's still, in the end of time, he has chosen to have the children of Israel take this word to the people. It is where the breakdown is because the children of Israel, though that they can say in chapter 10 of Isaiah, though that they be at the sand of the sea, only a remnant shall return. And that's Isaiah 10. So only a remnant shall return. Another return what? Return to God. See, we're out here moving, and a lot of us reject the Bible. They reject the name of Jesus, talking about that the J didn't exist, but we speak English. There were 5,000 active languages, and as if God would not know his name in Mandarin, which is Chinese, and he would not know it in Japanese. He would not know it if he heard it in Laotian, you know, in the European, the carcass, wherever you want to be in the world, Africa, that he's not going to know the name Jesus. He's not going to know his name. It's going to be unknown to him because you're not speaking Hebrew. And even the Hebrew they're looking at now, a lot of people don't realize that's Yiddish. You know, if you look at the Hebrew language and Yiddish, you realize they're almost identical because that was Esau and Jacob. Jacob is the children of Israel. This is who that land rightfully belonged to, where we're not dwelling, why we have no peace now. And this is Deuteronomy 6. So if thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. See, we're not acknowledging our rightful place. We like to dismiss ourselves from God, like even this nation, if we became in an act of war. And I'm not one who would tell you turn the other cheek, okay, because a lot of people are not aware of Romans 12, where he tells you, if it be possible, as much as it lie in you, live peacefully with all men, if it be possible. And never said if somebody came with bodily harm that you shouldn't protect it. So that's the turning your other cheek, meaning to go in the mile with them, being patient with people. But if somebody, if you're in harm, if somebody's attempting to harm you, the Bible clearly says, if it, this is verse 18, chapter Romans 12 and 18, says, if it be possible, as much as it lie in you, live peaceably with all men. Okay? So never said, the Bible never had brought you in a place where there's no defense. You know, we hear that marching. I hear all this marching. We've been marching for years. How many more years are we going to march? The problem is we have a disconnect from our God. We need to get back to our God. We need to submit to our God. That is our problem. We can never win no acting war with this country. This country outguns us tremendously. The only way we would ever beat this nation is by submitting to God. And then, like he said, one would put 1,000 to flight. But at the same time, the scripture talks about us and it lets us know that that basically we cannot be reconciled or brought back to our nation, but in other words, we can't come back to our nation until Christ come back. That's scriptural. The Bible literally says that. And it tells us that, and that's Isaiah 27 and 12. And it shall come to pass in that day, in the end of time, that the Lord shall beat off from the channels of the rivers unto the streams of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. Is it in Isaiah 27:13? And it shall come to pass in that day, the end of time, that great trumpet shall be blown, the last trumpet at the return of Christ, and they shall come which was ready to perish in the land of Assyria, in the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. So with the last that great trumpet. So until then, what are you to do? You know, the problem is we're living in darkness. We don't understand our God. You know, we're without God. And Christ, when he came to establish a kingdom. That's what his disciples were asking him. And a lot of people don't, they look at it because they look at it in a European way, what we've been taught in these churches. And when you really look at what they were asking him, it says, and this is Matthew 24:3. It says, and as he had sat up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming? You know, when shall this put an end, in the end of thy world, of all this evilness, and when shall he come bring his kingdom back? When shall the kingdom be restored? And Jesus answered and said unto him, before this can happen unto them, take heed, pay close attention, that no man deceive you, mislead you, for many shall come in my name and shall say, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. This is what's going to be going on before his kingdom is being reestablished upon this earth. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. And for nations shall rise against nation. Okay, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. And these are the beginning of sorrow. Now, notice this. It said, then shall they deliver ye you up to be afflicted. Who is he talking? He's talking to the Israelites. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Notice what he said. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And this is what's being missed, with you not recognizing who you are, not recognizing that you have been your God's chosen people. You should be hated of all nations. And it's those people who believe also, but he's talking right now, he's talking to those Israelites standing there, the disciples, the Jewish people. He's telling them, you should be hated of all nations. He said, you should be delivered up of, you know, delivered up, you know, people are going to turn their back on what's happening to us here. Even though I say go to the United Nations, and I say it's something just to put them on notice, and shall kill you, as you see is happening now, and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. You're hated, and you don't even know why you hate it. And they just don't like them. They just don't like black people. There is a cause why they don't like you. And this day, if you are in the dark to who you are, if you don't know who you are, then that is why you don't understand what's happening. Let's look at Acts 1 and, excuse me, 1 and 3. It says, and to whom also he showed himself alive. This is talking about Jesus. It says, and this, I can go back up to 1. It says, the former thesis have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost, the power and authority of God, gave commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. He's talking about Israel. That's who they are, Israelites. It's gospel to all men, though. He said, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of, look at this, of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, not a church, but to the kingdom. See, people miss it. They get caught up with this pie in the sky, and they tell you all this mystical stuff. And really, he's talking about a kingdom. The kingdom has two parts to it. First is the spiritual birth that took place on the Pentecost, day of Pentecost, and now we are waiting for the physical arrival, the returning of Christ, that he may take over, and we may rightfully take our rightful place again. But as it says, though Israel be as the sands of the sea, Isaiah 10, only a remnant shall return. Only a remnant going to turn back to God. Many of us going to be lost out here. Not many, not as including myself, but many will be lost. And I have the confidence that if I'm lost, I'll get back up. Not lost as in lost, but killed out here. I'll rise again when Christ returns. Okay, and he said, in the beginning, assembled together them and commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says he, ye have heard of me. He said, but John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And then notice what they asked him. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? You guys don't realize you're in a war because your nation is giving birth. And that's really what's happening. I thought that was funny that movie, what they said on that movie, because Israel is actually coming alive. Some people are actually becoming consciously aware of who they are. And he asked the man, he said, to restore the kingdom to Israel. When is he going to give us world dominance again? That's what they asked him. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know, look at this, the times, notice it's an S, or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power. It said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Witnesses. We shall witness the world of the coming of the kingdom of God. In Jesus, our King. Okay? The true king, the physical king, is going to show up in the sky. Everybody's going to be looking. They're actually going to see, and a lot of people hear this, and they turn around, oh, man, he's talking about this. I don't believe it. That's what's wrong with Israel today, the true Israel. They doubt. They don't believe in the Lord. And it's so funny because we're sad about that, a lot of us are not going to see, and because we don't recognize it, whereas this is what's sad about that. Matthew 8 tells us a witness of our people. It says, Matthew 8 and 10, it says, and when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come far from the east and from the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our forefathers, in the kingdom of heaven. Okay, sit down in this kingdom that's coming. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer, the ones who rightfully belong to. The children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why? Why? Because we don't believe in what he told us. We don't believe in what Jesus was saying and who he is. He is our King. And so today the world is turned and looked at us, and they have all come together, whether we realize it or not, Psalms 83, and they're looking at us, and they know, a lot of us don't know, but they notice that this nation is trying to give birth. So what they say, and this is Psalms, I'm going to start at 1, and I'm going to go down a couple of verses. It says, and this 83 says, keep not thy silent, O God, and hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God, for lo, thy enemy maketh a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up his head, has lifted up their head, and they have taken crafty counsel against thy people. That's what's going on, people. And consulted against thy hidden ones. Okay? They consulted against us. They're looking to kill all of us, really. People don't even realize what's going on in this world. And they have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel be no more remembered. As he said, when he told you that the name Israel be no more remembered. And what did he say? And that's why I'm saying that it was talking to Israel in chapter 24. He told us before all of this what was going to happen. Then when the people would turn and look to destroy us, he said, then shall this is verse Matthew 24 and 9. So then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for what? My name's sake. Did you see that? He said, let them cut them off, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. So they look to wipe God's people out. But only way to overcome this is what we're dealing with is to submit to God, understanding his program. He gave us a program, a formula to get into his kingdom. And he promises if we did go down, if we did die, that we would be resurrected. And one thing he told us, but before we could get into his kingdom, he said his, one of his principles that he built his kingdom upon, which is Matthew 16, he said upon the principle that he is the Christ, the Son of God. Upon that principle was his kingdom to be built. You have to recognize him for who he is. He is the king. He is God's son. And then he told him, except that man be, in John 3:3, says, except that man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You wouldn't understand what you're looking at. Okay, and then number in the 3 and 5 says, except that man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Okay. So then you find on the day of Pentecost, he said, when they were all together, suddenly there came a sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house, the Holy Ghost filled all the people. Chapter 17 of Luke says, the kingdom of God should be within you. Chapter 17 tells us that. And he says, and this is verse 20, it says, when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom, notice that the kingdom ain't nowhere in here. If you ever notice when he's talking, he's not saying the church. He's talking about that is a European thing. Okay, that's not something up for us. No church. There's no such thing. And it's simply the Lord of Ruler House. But what Christ was talking about was a kingdom. His very first opening was the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God should come, and this is verse 20, should come. He said, when should the kingdom of God should come? He answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observance. Neither shall they say, lo, here, or lo, there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, that's why it's talking about water and spirit. On the day of Pentecost, the kingdom of God gave birth. Okay? And then he went on to Acts 2:38 and told them, repent. Repent means turn away from your religious ways, all these ways you believe. And be baptized, every one of you, what, in the name of Jesus Christ, what? The remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, there's water and spirit. That is the covenant relationship you're entering into with God. You have to do that, or else you're going to be doomed with everybody else. You know, it's not going to really matter what color you are at that point. And it's just simply that you have to be born again. And it goes on to say that this war is a war right now because Israel is trying to give birth. The world is working against it. That's the devil and his cohorts. And they plan on wiping our nation out. If we don't wake up, you know, like I said, only a remnant is going to really hear what I'm saying. And they're going to do what they need to do to survive this madness that is coming up on this world and up on our people. It's not going to stop. We are people without representation, clearly. You can see that. And the leaders that we supposedly have, they're not no leaders set by God because they will be telling you what I'm telling you. They'll be telling you it's time to make way to that door. It's time to get baptized in Jesus' name, apply the blood of Jesus Christ because it says he washed us with his own blood in Revelation, washed our sins away with his own blood in Revelation 1 and 5. So we need to enter into that covenant relationship. And I thank you guys for coming out today and give me a time. Once again, this is Revolutionary Gospel News. I'll be back on Wednesday. Hope this has been edifying to your hearing. You guys have a great evening.